New figures from the U.S. Drought Monitor show 40% of Massachusetts in a state of severe drought now. That's up from 33% last week. The dry, punishing weather is having an impact on farmers and on vegetables you find at farmers' markets. WBUR's Andrea Shea checked in with people in the agricultural community to see how growers are dealing with the parched conditions.
Do you want a handle bag for everything?
Sure.
On a 90-degree afternoon, shoppers take shade under tents at the Copley Square Farmers Market. Despite the enduring drought, tables are piled high with colorful summer produce, zucchini, lettuce, blueberries. But then there's the corn.
If today I get 6, I get 7. Today I get 12, I get 14.
Well, I'm seeing that if I buy 6, he'll give me 7 because they're smaller.
For customer Sarah Mattson, the farmer's deal on corn in the middle of a drought is bittersweet. She's getting more ears for the same price.
But it's tough. The weather is tough.
Raymond Barrick works at Dick's Market Garden, a 200-acre farm in Lunenburg.
But it's one of the driest years I've ever seen since I've been here 30 years.
For Dick's Market Garden, where the cornfields aren't irrigated, dry weather means smaller ears of corn. For many other farms, the drought means more work getting water to the fields.
Full buckets down this side, empty buckets down the other. We'll just get a line going.
The Mass Audubon's Drumlin Farm in Lincoln does not have irrigation. On this day, assistant farmer Sarah Lang has been deploying about a dozen dirt-covered corporate volunteers to help water string beans and Swiss chard by hand, bucket brigade style.
We're just going to do a bucket mob so everybody can go back and forth.
They're passing buckets through the dusty rows after filling them from 100-gallon drums in the back of a pickup. Crops manager Matt Salona is grateful for the volunteers from the Waltham company Constant Contact. Drumlin Farm grows about 50 different crops for retail, area restaurants, and the Farm Share program.
It's a struggle for us. We had rain in the first week of June and a little bit in the first week of July, but totaling probably just over an inch for the whole all of June and July, which is not enough. Now we're seeing some wilting in winter squash, beans, celeriac. That's the sound of potatoes being harvested. Summer squash is looking wilty. Some eggplant doesn't look good.
The farmer hopes dumping water on the wilted string bean plants will help save them. This is the first time in Salona's 11 years at Drumlin that he's resorted to mass hand watering. The drought is causing Salona to wonder if he should have put an irrigation system in place years ago.
Who knows? You know, if it's a one-year spike, then maybe we can go back to what we were doing and with confidence. But right now, it's just it's a troubling time.
Farmers have to invest a lot of labor into irrigating crops they normally don't have to.
Katie Campbell-Nelson is a vegetable production educator at UMass Amherst Center for Agriculture, Food, and the Environment. She's been reaching out to farmers around the state about the drought and says she hasn't heard about other bucket brigades, but many farmers are trucking water to remote fields and engineering other ways to water their fruits and vegetables.
The drought isn't just stressful on the crops, it's stressful on the farmer because it's just exhausting to be out there in this heat and laying irrigation pipe, and it's just a matter of whether or not they're able to invest the time and resources into getting the water to their crops.
Campbell Nelson says water is available and encourages farmers to irrigate. In the future, she expects more weather extremes because of climate change, and she says the learning curve can be steep for farmers who aren't used to irrigation systems. Chris Kurth at Sienna Farms in Sudbury is one of them.
You know, we've been buying pumps and drip tape and irrigation line all summer long, week by week, as we keep watching the radar but missing the storms.
Back at the Copley Square Farmers Market, Kurth explains how his team has been putting a lot of time and money into developing irrigation systems.
I've tried everything to make it rain. I've tried optimism, I've tried pessimism, I've tried religion, I've tried anarchy. I've tried everything to make it rain. Hasn't worked yet.
Because of the drought, Kurth says he's lost most of the fava beans and shelling peas, but some plants are thriving, especially hot crops that love sun and heat like tomatoes. Kurth points to some other silver linings from the drought, including no late-season blight and the weeds are down. Looking ahead, he is concerned about the fall and winter crops like squash and storage carrots.
It's an adventure, not one that we would have picked out for ourselves this year. But at the end of the day, that's part of the draw for me as a farmer, is to come face to face with the things that you can't control about nature. And so let it rain.
Chris Kurth and the other farmers are eyeing the skies and doing rain dances, hoping the weekend forecast is accurate. At this point, any rain is welcome. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.